Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the TCNS Clothing Co. Limited Q4 FY22 conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anant Daga, Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Anant Daga.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to our Q4 and full year FY 2022 earnings conference call to discuss operational and financial performance for the quarter and the year. I am joined by Amit, our CFO, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. Let me start by sharing key highlights of Q4 and full year 2022, our perspective on the situation, and our focus for FY 2023. Amit can then take you through key financial highlights. After two years and multiple waves of COVID causing significant business upheavals, hopefully we seem to be facing the pandemic settling into an endemic. Over the last few weeks, we are heartened to see the ethnic sector experiencing a gradual return to normalcy, with many parts of our offline network now tracking ahead of pre-COVID numbers. This in addition to the aggressive store expansion, robust traction in MBO and online channel, as well as response to our new forays, should set us well to ride the next growth wave. Overall, FY 2022, we saw sales growing by 41% over last year. We saw a steady recovery trajectory till December, which got briefly affected by the third wave in January and early February. In Q4, starting with offline, we added 31 EBOs, making it one new store every three days. As you would recall, we had taken aggressive calls towards closing stores during the COVID period, and with these new openings, we are now back to higher than pre-COVID store base for the first time in last two years. Q4 started with COVID wave three induced lockdowns and disruptions, especially in North and Delhi NCR region. January and parts of February were significantly impacted for us and as meaningful part of our business comes from these regions, which further aggravated the impact on our business. Since then, we have seen a fairly consistent recovery, with many geographies now tracking higher than pre-COVID levels. One big win for the quarter has been MBO business getting back on track. We have just concluded our monsoon festive trade show and have received a strong order book from the MBO channel. In Q4, MBO business has scaled up well, and we expect to build further on it. Coming to online, the secondary sales have grown well in the mid-teens for the full year on an already large base. This is despite consumer purchase behavior readjusting back from online to offline over the last year. We have pushed ahead with our strategic thrust of tilting the online operating model towards D2C as preferred model of sales due to greater control and enhanced experience. In line with this objective, we have taken a significant realignment of inventory with third-party marketplaces impacting Q4 reported sales. D2C already contributes to majority of online sales now, and the aim is to take it higher in the future. Now, coming to the update against key focus areas for FY 2022, sharing few highlights for the year. The first area this year has been store footprint expansion. As shared earlier, we got on an accelerated store expansion plan starting Q3 and have added 24 stores in Q4 and 48 stores in full year FY 2022 on a net basis. We also now have 14 Project Rise stores, which are already tracking at 1.5x-2x sales from the same catchment areas. I'm excited to share that we have recently unveiled W's new avatar with a completely new retail identity with opening of a 3,000 sq ft Project Rise store in Indiranagar, Bengaluru. In addition to defining the new brand identity, this store truly encapsulates and fully showcases all the categories like apparel, footwear and accessories and complete brand assortment of Folk Song and Visual. I urge you to please visit the store and experience the journey we are on. We have opened other such stores in Command Street, Calcutta and Amaze Mall, Gurgaon. And the intent now is to roll out this concept across all key markets. Project Bharat also saw opening of 15 stores this year. Store expansion will continue to be a key focus area for us in FY23. And as communicated earlier, we are targeting to open over 100 stores for the first time ever in a 12-month period. The second focus area for us in FY22 has been growth of online business. As I mentioned, over the last year, with the gradual return to normalcy of offline business, we have seen a readjustment of consumer demand. Despite the shifting context, our online business has continued to expand across both own website and third-party marketplaces. Our brand websites have grown ahead of third-party channels and now contribute almost 1/5 of online sales. A key focus area has been building on D2C model, and its share has also more than doubled over last year, contributing more than 50% of online business. The omnichannel fulfillment continued to scale up strongly quarter on quarter and is now contributing to about 20% of sales for select channels and hitting close to double digit number for the entire online business. Third focus area has been cash conservation and cost control. Maintaining balance sheet strength was the primary objective we laid out at the beginning of the pandemic. This has been a key win for us, and we ended the year with more than 150 crores of cash. We have successfully navigated the pandemic without any external funding or weakening of our cash position. In the fourth area of Swifter Thought to Shelf, we are happy to share that all the building blocks are now in place and should aid next phase of growth for organization. Now switching gears to next year, our focus for FY23 will be accelerated growth. The segment is picking up pace with occasions making a comeback and offices reopening steadily. We are seeing a strong resurgence of consumers coming back to stores and engaging with fashion, as opposed to a need-based store it had turned during the pandemic-induced fear and restrictions. We are also sensing aggressive rollout plans by our channel partners in both LFS and online space and seeing a strong revival in India. On our readiness, we are excited by the building blocks we have put in place across all key enablers to tap into this growth opportunity, including product, supply chain, and channel. Last 2 years have all been about protecting the balance sheet, strengthening capabilities, building infrastructure, and processes. On the product side, this monsoon festive will be the first season after 2 years when we will have a comprehensive season-appropriate range for the consumers without any overhang or carry-forwards from the earlier seasons. We just concluded our monsoon festive tour show and have got a huge thumbs-up for the collection from all partners and channels. The supply chain, with our investment over the last year in setting up an integrated warehouse as well as automated inventory planning capability, is now fully geared up to support fast scale-up. We have also made significant progress in product creation process for all new forays. We believe the disciplined approach over the last 2 years to manage cash will now empower us to invest in growth levers. Given the aggressive scale-up aspirations in FY23, we are now deploying the cash to fuel growth with significant step-up in investment in working capital and other capex. While there are multiple growth levers, let me share my thoughts on few key ones. One of the key agendas will be store expansion, both horizontal and vertical. We are targeting to open 100 new stores in the coming year. The store addition will come from both franchise-led Project Bharat model in Tier 3 plus markets as well as normal expansion in existing markets. A key constraint that we face in the existing store size, which no longer suffices for the gamut of product offered by W. We are already experiencing a large sales spike in the existing Project Rise stores driven by both sales growth of existing categories as well as a significant contribution of new collections and product categories, with their full representation now being possible. This further reinforces our belief that expanding our store size in existing catchment to offer a complete product portfolio is a very, very large opportunity for us, and therefore we are aiming to upgrade a lot more stores to project price over the next few quarters. This year, we'll be opening at least 25 project price stores across key markets, in addition to the ones we already have, and regular upgradation across many more markets. With the reorientation of marketplace business towards D2C in place, we are firmly set to drive the online business growth across both third-party marketplaces and brand websites. We have focused on establishing the single view of inventory and are live with all marketplaces across all appropriate partnership models. Going forward, we will continue to drive the growth of third-party market channel through leveraging strategic marketing, scaling up to omni-channel fulfillment model, and launching online-first products. With a focus on improving consumer experience, we expect share of omni-channel fulfillment to double this year. For the brand website, in addition to the growth enablers for marketplace, we will also go deeper into personalization and sharply relevant communication for each consumer. Coming to new forays, I'm happy to share that this was a quarter when the new categories and brands started achieving critical mass. We now have a clear consumer product fit in place. While there continues to be more learning each day on all sides, whether product, channel or supply chain, we feel more confident about each of these initiatives every single day. Overall, these forays put together, we are all set to hit an annual run rate of over 100 crores of consumer sales by the end of this year. Given the possibilities that lie ahead of us and the rigor put in the last few years in creating a more robust platform, incubating new concepts and retaining financial and operational strength, we are all set to get back on building the next growth phase. I will now request Amit to take you through key financial highlights for Q4 and full year FY22.
Thanks, Anand. Good evening, everyone. Let me share the update on our financial performance for FY22 Q4 and full year. Our Q4 revenue was Rs. 234 crores, which is a growth of 6% over our FY21 Q4 revenues. The quarter was severely impacted by the third wave of COVID, affecting large parts of January and February sales. We also had an inventory alignment in the online channels in line with the objective of moving towards a higher share of D2C, which had a significant impact in our reported sales from this channel. Our gross margin for the quarter was 68.9% versus 57.5% in FY21 Q4 and 67.8% in FY22 Q3. Gross margins are now tracking at pre-COVID levels. However, we should see this metric in conjunction with selling and distribution expenses and other overheads. As we have mentioned earlier in our communications as well, every channel that we operate in has its own nuance in terms of revenue recognition resulting into gross margin percent changes and cost reflecting in selling and distribution expenses or other overheads. Accordingly, based on the channel mix, these metrics could vary in a range between different quarters. For Q4, the company generated a positive EBITDA of Rs. 32 crores versus last year's Q4 EBITDA of Rs. 41 crores. We incurred a PBT loss of Rs. 7.6 crores in the quarter versus a PBT of Rs. 4.7 crores last year, Q4, and a PAT loss of Rs. 5.8 crores in Q4 versus a PAT of Rs. 3.9 crores last year, Q4. The rental concession that we have booked in the quarter was Rs. 10 crores versus 17 crores that we recognized in Q4 of FY21. Please note that in the quarter, we have also taken a provision for receivables for a specific partner, which is reflecting in our other overheads. While the situation is evolving, we have been more conservative in taking this provision. During the quarter, the company delivered highest ever gross addition of stores. We opened 31 new stores and closed 7 stores, taking our store count to 599 stores, highest ever. Now let me take you to the full year performance of FY22. Our FY22 revenue was Rs. 896 crores versus Rs. 635 crores last year, a growth of 41%. For the full year, we incurred a PBT loss of Rs. 7.2 crores versus a loss of Rs. 77 crores last year. At PAT level, we incurred a loss of Rs. 5.7 crores this year versus a loss of Rs. 56.4 crores last year. Our key focus in FY22 was to maintain our balance sheet strength. We have closed the financial year with cash reserves of Rs. 156 crores. As on 31st March 2022, we had a working capital of Rs. 363 crores, which is at similar levels as we had on 31st March 2021, but lower than what we used to have pre-COVID. With business now accelerating, you'd see a build-up in our working capital in line with the business growth. Thank you. We are now open to questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Jignesh Kamani from GMO & Co. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Can you quantify the revenue loss because of the online realignment with one of the customers? And is it a permanent loss of revenue or revenue will differ from the fourth quarter to first quarter?
See, the impact on the top line growth would be about 400 to 500 basis points. And this is something like, you know, it's a readjustment of inventory. So this is not something that, you know, will be recouped in the future. This is when you shift the model from B2B to D2C, obviously the primary sales gets reduced. So that's the impact that you are seeing.
So over a period of time, it will adjust it without impacting the consumer.
Your voice is not very clear.
So over a period of time, it will adjust it, but there won't be any impact from the secondary sale, right?
Only during this period, for a short period, there was some impact, but from a long-term perspective, no. Not in future.
And regarding, just to clarify
this point further, while most of this has happened and, you know, gradually it's been happening, there would be some marginal tail which would be left, which would be done over next few quarters, but the impact would be very marginal.
Understood. Second thing on the 11 brand, now it's almost two and a half years since we are operation. Definitely there was a COVID because of that. So how is the current learning and has the model stabilized in terms of a store size and revenue per square feet and other metrics if you compare with the competitor or our internal benchmark, at what level we are?
Sure. So first of all, you know, you're right. We launched our first store just a month before COVID hit us. And frankly, for the next two seasons, we did nothing on that. So we had a couple of stores operational, but frankly, there was no focus on that. So 11, we started focusing only since last season. And as you would recall, we opened the first set of stores, which were about 10 odd stores. And this is the learning. We had just opened 7 stores in this quarter. So we are getting already a far better traction from these stores. And we now have a healthy mix of stores which are doing as per our expectation. Even in other channels, I think we have seen a month-on-month strong build-up on the brand and on the products. So a lot of learnings in terms of consumer product fitment and all is already in place. So obviously, you know, when we are saying that right now we are seeing some traction, I am sure by end of this year, these numbers would be at least 2x, if not more. So product consumer part, I think we are well confident now. We have done most of the learnings. LFS part and SIS part, again, the learnings are very clear and we are all set to increase the count. Having said that, of course, we are in talks with all the large format guys and probably they would want to wait at least a season, full season, before they decide on this. Coming to supply chain, there are two parts. One, of course, the products that we also do in our other brands, so there it's easier. But the other part of the supply chain is, you know, we are also importing a lot of fabrics for this and we are trying new kind of silhouettes. So there we are still scaling up, which should take another couple of months. But overall, we are now very confident of what we want to run along with. Another couple of months for current set of EBOs to observe and then scale it up faster.
So set to issue after 2 or 3 quarters, probably will be ready to open close to 50 stores a year.
I'm sorry, again, your voice is not very
clear. Yeah, safe to assume after 2 or 3 quarters, we'll be ready to open at least 50 to 60 stores a year after that?
See, I think from end of Q3 time, because we work in season, so by end of monsoon festive season, you start seeing the scale up. And yes, if the project goes well, then probably next year we'll be looking at this kind of numbers.
And your 100 store include the 11 store addition also, or that is separate from that?
No, out there we have just taken about 10 odd stores, but anything over and above that would be, and again, just so that the point is clear, this 100 would be a net number. So obviously there will be some more upgradation. So the gross opening would be in excess of 125.
Understood. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Varun Singh from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Hello, Anant sir. So just two questions. First is, I was just looking at your number and just wanted to understand, sir, that in Wishful, recovery is low compared to business recovery in W brand. I mean, when we look at absolute revenue and compare it pre-COVID, for example, Q3 FY20. So in case of Wishful, our revenue is 53% of pre-COVID level, whereas in case of W, our revenue is 73% of pre-COVID. Whereas, sir, I mean, I would have expected Wishful to do much better. I mean, the numbers to be in quite an opposite direction. For example, 73% Wishful and 53% W. So can you please help us understand that why business recovery in Wishful is much, much lower compared to W?
So Varun, just to clarify, you are talking about Q4 numbers, right?
Yes.
So Q4 Wishful recovery is actually not less. If you you know, refer to the slide in terms of the brand share, you will notice that Wishful is at a similar share percentage. Let me actually pull out the slide at my end too. Just give me a second.
So Vikas, maybe there's some difference in how we are seeing the numbers, but Wishful recovery has been in line. So not material difference. In fact, you know, in the first couple of quarters, obviously, because we were not putting enough Wishful stocks in the store, that was the gap. Uh-huh. But since festive, that is got covered.
Okay.
Wishful share for the
so maybe we can discuss this again offline, yeah. But
yes.
That's not the case anymore. And when you saw the Wishful share coming down, obviously, you know, at that point in time, we took a conservative view of how consumers are coming and shopping. So we actually tilted the balance towards more core and daywear. But now we are back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, sir, understood. And Amit, just this question on gross margin, that we have our current gross margin is kind of highest ever at 68.9%. So what is the reason for this? I mean, highest ever margin given so much of inflation which is out there into general economy. So what's the reason for that? This and can we maintain this margin going forward for the FY23?
Yeah, Varun. So let me give you a picture on the gross margin and let's kind of segregate the understanding of gross margin into two parts. One is channel mix and second is the product piece, right? Where you spoke about the inflation. So we have taken some price increases in the season to compensate for price increase on the raw material side. Also, what we've done is that we have put in various efforts on the product creation itself to make sure that whatever price increases we are seeing in the fabric is mitigated to a certain extent. As we have shared earlier, what we have done is that we have looked at the entire assortment.